Friday again, and in a decision that turned out to be not even that close, it's time for one of our Culturefile guests to tell us about some of the watching, reading, listening, tasting and smelling they've been enjoying. And this time it's the turn of musician, composer and sound designer Anna Malarkey to share with us her Culturefile likes.
My name is Anna Malarkey and I am a composer. So for movies, I just watched, for the first time actually, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Big fan of horrors. Oh my God, very intense and scary. Really interesting sound design and music. I think that's why I love horror so much, is that the music is always about trying to be as tactile as possible to like make you feel a lot. That's sort of undercurrents and shocks, which are just so much fun. Lots of screaming in there. I love, especially in an intro for a horror, like say in the Insidious series, they have like the core theme coming out when Insidious, the title, comes and you see that and it's red and it's got loads of instrumentation and it's just in your face. But before that, they might be really quiet and it's like creeping around and then boom, in your face. And it's like that lovely shock. I love that in a horror, yeah. I think Psycho, the original, that is, for my ears, one of my favourite scores. And I think that score unequivocally has like impacted the genre so much in so many ways. Using very interesting techniques from Schoenberg and other amazing composers. One of my favourite books of all time is The Fundamentals of Musical Composition by Arnold Schoenberg. It's kind of like, for me, the Holy Grail when I need to get inspired or like need something to just help me think compositionally and theoretically. And I think he just does an amazing job of giving you scores that he translates for you and helps you understand how they work. It's all hardcore composition and understanding techniques around it. Yeah, it's a hard read. I haven't fully finished it, but it's one of those books that if you read a page, you know, that page might give you enough material for your head to work with for a long time. I actually don't listen to podcasts. I like reading really intense theoretical books. And then I like also listening to audiobooks. But if I'm listening to an audiobook, it will be like a lighter book. So I am currently listening to Frankenstein and it's just so, I think it's really a visual book, so it's actually really nice to have it read because it's kind of primarily done through like letters and stuff. You have like, there's so much variation in the voice acting that it's very enjoyable. Yeah, I love listening to music and currently I really am enjoying Max Richter's recomposed music. So he's kind of taken Vivaldi's Four Seasons in a contemporary way and it's really, really beautiful. And I think it's inspired a lot of other music and kind of given life to Vivaldi in a new way that allows listeners to engage with much older music. I was watching Max Richter 2 years ago at Altogether Now. In a field, playing Vivaldi. I was like, this is cool. Like, this is so lovely to like experience something old and something new at the exact same time. Love a bit of Gillian Welch. Love folk music. I love what she does. I love her lyrics. Very poignant, very intimate. I love that you feel like she's kind of in the room with you, singing you songs. And like, you're kind of, it's almost like you're just having a cup of tea with her. When I feel like that's how I feel when I listen to Gillian Welch. It's just like, where she's in the room with me and she's kind of talking to me.
A river of whiskey flows down in Dixie, down along the Dixie line.
So food, I'm really into food. I just love food. Love cooking. Love thinking about cooking. Love planning cooking. Love reading about cooking. Just everything food related, yes. At the moment, really into ramen. Good ramen on a cold day. Get some of that stock, homemade stock from bone broth and get all those extra vitamins in. I'm into that. I really like ramen with salmon on top. Yeah, just a few vegetables and maybe rice noodles. I think if you have good stock, that really changes the whole thing. I absolutely love candles. So at the moment, seasonal, I love cinnamon. I have the wax melts from Yankee Candle. I love all their kind of seasonal, like Christmassy smells. During the winter, it's definitely the high season for candles. I feel like if there's one thing that makes me feel like, oh, you know, I'm rich, it's a candle. Like, it just makes me feel like, yeah, I've won at life here. This is it. Because you've got, like, one, you've got a lovely flame, and that's really nice. And then you have a nice scent. It's like, that's a win-win.
The likes of Anna Malarkey there. Coming up tomorrow tea time, it's the Culture File Weekly, where this time we're at the Taste Week in Paris, discovering why flavour is in the brain and not in the mouth. We encounter some robotic eye-rolling at Beta Digital Festival, and we've a celebration of pigeon kind from Orit Gat. That's all in the Culture File Weekly, RTE Lyric FM, Saturdays 6:30 p.m. and via podcast all the rest of the time.